Integrating skills. Reading.
The discovery of Australia. Australia was discovered about 53,000 years ago. It is possible that the first people crossed into Australia from Asia on a great land bridge when the water level of the oceans was lower. The first Australians are often called Aborigines, which means the first people of a country. But today, many of them prefer to be known as Kuris. Kuris are among the oldest races of the world, and they developed a strange system of society. Their spiritual faith and their gods were important to them, and their knowledge, customs, and memories were handed down by the elders of the race. Cave paintings have been found, which are at least 20,000 years old, and are perhaps the oldest form of art yet discovered on Earth. Kurus developed a way of life that was suitable for this hot and dry country. They invented different kinds of fishing nets, and also a curiously shaped piece of wood for hunting, which could be thrown and would return to the thrower if it did not strike anything. The Kurus lived by hunting animals, birds, and fish, and by gathering roots, nuts, and wild fruits. They became experienced at finding underground springs. As a consequence, the Kuris have been able to live for thousands of years in a desert land in which a foreigner would quickly die from lack of water and food. Kuri culture and history were recorded in a collection of stories called the Dreamtime or the Dreaming. Dreamtime is often said to mean the time before time, or the point when all things were created. The stories explain where the land and the people come from and how the universe works. According to the Dreamtime stories, all life on Earth is part of a huge system that connects the present and the ancient past. While many of the legends are about beings and events that we today view as purely fictional, the long record of cultural and natural history also provides scientists with important information. For example, some Dreamtime stories describe changes in climate, volcano eruptions, and other natural events. The Dreamtime stories have also been of practical value to the Kuris. In addition to providing them with a shared history and culture, the legends contain information about how to survive in areas where there is very little water. No one knows how many Kuris lived in Australia, maybe between 300,000 and 3 million. Just over 200 years ago, Kuris made up 100% of the population. But today, they only make up a little over 1% of the population. Foreign settlers started to arrive in the 18th century, bringing with them new diseases which killed many Kuris and seizing the land on which the Kuris had lived for thousands of years. Kuris do not believe in owning possessions or land, and they could not understand how settlers took land as their own. Whenever the Kuris defended their rights, they were killed. Education was intended for white settlers only, and until very recently, no school lessons were held in languages other than English. Thus, Kuri children who were sent to school could not understand the lessons. Although the settlers generally treated each other well, they, particularly the police, treated the Kuris badly. A quarter of the people who have died in police stations and prisons have been Kuris. 200 years ago, there were more than 250 Kuri languages. Half of these languages have completely disappeared, and many of the remaining languages are endangered. Even though many of the Kuri languages are no longer spoken as first languages, they are still an important part of Kuri and Australian culture. Language experts and people who care about the languages do what they can to keep and even revive the ancient languages. Some languages that once disappeared have been brought back to life, and there are now schools and TV stations that broadcast programs in Kuri languages. In 1960, the Kuris were made citizens of Australia, 53,000 years after arriving in the country. The long wait and the struggle for justice have left deep scars in Australian society. In the last few decades, the Australian government and the Coolies have worked hard to improve the situation and make sure that all Australians are treated with the respect that they deserve. Many important new laws have been passed, and a special council was set up in 1991 to address issues of equality and rights. The country is now heading for a future where cultural diversity is appreciated and celebrated. Working together as one people, Coolies and other Australians hope to heal the wounds of history and build a society where all members are truly equal.